There you go, REM, Losing My Religion, here at Classic Hits, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock, and it is, what is it? It is Friday!
Listen to that, money falling, it's raining money today, that's what happens every Friday.
It was the only kind of excited sound effects I could find.
It's the winning team from when someone gets the question. Who cares? It is a win every time you get to a Friday. So happy morning to everybody out there.
Exactly. Good. Happy Friday to you. And hopefully you're in feel-good Friday form. We've a cracking show lined up for you today. Really looking forward to Reggie Corrigan being in. I have to say. Because we're going to talk Ruggedy Ball a bit later on.
Yeah, he's a striker for the old Irish team. Back for you. Yeah. It's going to be... I just can't wait to get it.
Yeah, it's going... I mean, his mission is to try and... Anyway, we'll tell you more about it later on. Yeah. But there's loads going on today.
How many points for American rugby? I keep forgetting.
Yeah. Could be a long conversation.
Mm. Why do they wear Doc Martens on the field? I don't understand. Anyway, we'll get there.
It's an improvement from shoes. Yeah. Which is what it was last time.
Slip-ons.
By the way, look at this for a text. Good news for you, PJ. Derek from Swords has been on. Saying, morning lads, happy Friday. It's official. Christmas is definitely over.
Oh, I tell you something.
The ski gear away, the golf clubs are out. Yeah, Derek lives the life of Ryan.
I'll tell you something, Derek.
Wow. Blooming, it's all Nirvana out in Swords, isn't it?
He's texting that now with a slight rage because his butler is still ironing the newspaper. He'll be into you now in a minute, Derek. Don't you worry about it.
My God, it's fair play. Something. Derek in Swords, if he's not skiing, he's golfing. And
where's he skiing out in Swords anyway, I'd wonder.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
He's going who knows? What you be up to?
Something
today.
Up there at the back of the airport that nobody knows about except for the locals.
Also, there's a few people have texted in. Like JP, for example, has texted in wanting to know, could you offer any tips for seasickness based on the fact that the van apparently has been blown all over the road?
Oh, there's two things with seasickness. First, there are two symptoms. First one is... You think you're going to die, and the second one is you wish you were dead. That's
right.
The way. Yeah.
Is that the way seasickness works?
That's kind of
works.
All it works. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the only.
I assume, stupid question. I know, but I assume you've never ever suffered from any form of seasickness, have you?
I haven't actually thrown up, but right. I have had it. Yeah, I've had the jelly jaws. Yeah.
Have you?
Oh, I've had the jelly jaws. Yeah.
Wow. And you stand still. You signed up for the Arnold.
Well, that's where I got it. That's where I got them. Oh, jeepers. Yeah. When the engines go off and you're just bobbing, and you have to go down into the. Imagine forgetting and you get into the survivor's cabin.
Do you have to go down into the basement?
No, it's not the basement. So don't imagine saying that. Right, I'm in the basement of the ship. You're in the survivor's cabin and the boat is low down.
Yeah.
So when the top is going like a grandfather,
see,
you get the jelly
well,
jaw.
Well, I was just going to say.
Because you can't look at the horizon. There's no windows.
That's exactly where I am. If I'm on a vessel of any kind...
Yeah.
That I'm grand if I'm on deck and I can, you know.
If you can
I'm
see.
I'm sort
yeah.
of out in the open, so to speak. That doesn't matter. Everything's cool. The minute I'm sort of indoors and I've no visual reference to where kind of everything is at and the movement,
you get the jelly jaw.
I get a little bit sort of, I may have to go to the toilet.
Maybe get the old jaw station. Start getting a little bit too much saliva and you're out. You think this might not end very well now? Yeah, I know, yeah.
Anyway,
so there's no cure for the apart from...
Sorry, JP, you're just going to have to suck it up.
Look as far down the road as you can, JP. That's about the best thing you can do.
Exactly. And somebody else was saying they're chasing wheelie bins today. I think it might have been... No, it wasn't Alan. I thought it was Alan.
Yeah, there's a bit of that going on. It's very windy.
It is proper wild,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like that's going to keep going on. It's nice, though, that it's a bit warm. See, I don't mind wind and rain.
Yeah.
It's warm. I wasn't freezing.
Warm,
I had a nice shower. Warm wind and rain. Lovely.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
What do you call it? Falch Ireland don't advertise that in their ads.
Yeah, warm wind.
The land of warm wind and rain.
Where the wind is warm, the rain will embrace you. And only the fizzy drinks in the pub are cold. I'll tell you, it's not a bad ad.
Could be onto a winner there, buddy.
Not a bad ad. Is it called Falch Ireland anymore? Who cares?
Kennedy Staten, Young Hearts Run Free. Here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 17 minutes past 6 o'clock. Happy Friday to you, folks. Hopefully you're in good feel-good Friday form. Rocking into the birthdays. You ready to go? By the way, thanks for all of the WhatsApps and the texts and everything. 087-188-0008. Especially all of those congratulating us on the radio listenership figures. Much appreciated.
Very much appreciated. Thank you so much.
And it's thank you to you anyway. Not just thanks for saying thanks, or thanks for saying well done. It's you listening.
We're here anyway.
It should be us doing the same thank you.
That's actually right, yeah. So thanks very much for everybody that listens to the show and tells their friends about the show and tunes into listen to us every
forces
day.
Forces their friends to listen.
Damn straight. You're even the most, you're the most valuable
you're
players.
The most important people to us. You're the people who force their friends against their will to listen to the
most
show.
Most valuable players of all. Thank you very
all,
much.
Thank you very much indeed. Right, should we have a go at some birthdays?
Let's do it.
Right, okay. This bloke's birthday.
I have 2 mug shots in my lifetime. It's hard to get those. And if you get them, you better make sure you've examined the circumstances that you got them.
What have I just listened to? What was that?
That, my friend.
Jerry Hutch or someone, is it?
Oh, that is actor Nick Nolte.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes perfect sense now.
That is bananas.
So he's actually been arrested a couple of times.
That is some voice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is,
isn't it? I have 2 mug shots in my lifetime. It's hard to get those.
It's hard to get
not
those.
That hard, Nick, in fairness. Get up to no good a couple of times and you're done. That's it.
It sounds like he holds them the way other actors might hold a Golden Globe or something.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
I've got 2 mug shots.
What are you most proud of in your career?
I got arrested twice. Yeah, once for kicking Eddie Murphy in the ass, and the other time for telling Woody Allen I was going to use him as a toothpick.
That's a very good Nick Nolte impression.
I have a new impression.
Yeah.
I have a new impression.
The formerly...
I'm trying to
fit
look
and healthy Nick Nolte.
I'm Google imaging him now, to be honest.
Don't be cheating.
I know. Well, I'm not going to look at his age.
How can the people of Ireland trust you?
Because
they can't see what you're up to.
I'm just dying to see what a man that sounds like that actually looks like, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Hold on. How do you do the there it is, yeah. Right, I typed his name into the wrong place. So unless he looks exactly like the Google thing. So I'm going to say that Nick Nolte is... What was that great film? I can't remember now.
There was the with the Eddie Murphy thing. That was 48 Hours, was it?
Yeah.
Not that one.
And then there was the fugitive one. The kid. Do you remember that? I just can't think of the name of it now.
What was it called?
I can't remember. Right. I can't Google him or see his age. Right, I'll take a stab at the age.
Well, if it's any consolation, Nick Nolte can't remember any of them either.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, not by the sound of it. Anyway, I hope he's doing all right in prison.
In fairness to him, he's had... it's been a... colourful career.
That's why I want to see his face. I want to see what he's like now.
Yeah. You know, he keeps pet crows. Or did.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Pet crows?
Yeah. And he also had a weird superstition where he had a pinball machine. And he used to ask the pinball machine whether or not his movie was going to be successful.
You're joking me. Are you serious?
I am serious.
Like, I've Googled
him. The champ, somebody's saying. No, that's John Voice,
no,
isn't
that's
it?
Not. Yeah, that's not him, no. Oh God, look at him now. Oh yeah. Jesus,
now,
Jim.
That clip came from the lad who's the big beardy Santa looking fella. Have you seen that image?
I'm looking right at it. Right, he's wearing a trilby hat and everything, yeah.
It's, That's when he sounds like that.
Oh my God. He looks like a fella that has a crow down his trousers, this lad. Right. I'm going to say... Oh, this is hard now. I'm going to say he's like 71.
78, buddy.
Oh, 78. God, right.
Nick Nolte's birthday today. Also, Trini Woodall's birthday today.
Trini and Susanna.
That's the one.
What not to wear.
Fashion gurus.
Isn't that an amazing idea for a show? What not to do?
Yeah.
So, I was thinking of wearing a tracksuit.
Don't do that.
Or a pair of, or a suit. What would you think? Well, I'd say what you shouldn't do, definitely, is wear a dress.
Yeah.
Good point, but I'm asking you, what should I do? Should I wear this or this? Well, I definitely think... A tie with a tracksuit would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
I'm not asking about a tie.
Don't go out wearing a pie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't use a dog as a hat.
Yeah.
Right, I know that. I wasn't even suggested. I'm just telling you what not to wear. I'm just telling you what not to do. What you should never do. It's not really... It's a bizarre idea for a show. When
it
you think
is,
it
yeah,
that
well,
way.
I suppose, yeah, when you
imagine,
think about it.
Imagine, I want to have a show now called What Not to Eat with PJ and Jim. So... Today, we could
battery
cook.
Battery acid. Battery acid. Leave that alone.
Yeah, we could cook you a prawn lasagna. But we've decided, no. Prawn lasagna? Actually, I don't think we could.
I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of a prawn lasagna. What not
I'm
to
intrigued.
Eat? A prawn lasagna. There you go. That's the first
what
episode.
Not to eat anything made by us.
Yeah, by the sounds of it.
Unless, as I said.
Trini, I think she's getting on a bit now. Trini, even though she was kind of the young one of the two, Trini and Susanna, I think she might be in her 60s now.
Now, I'm going to help you out here, right? Because you had a bad start.
Okay.
She's not in her 60s.
Right, well, she's in her 50s anyway.
Yeah.
And I'd say she's I'm going to go 58.
She's 55.
Oh.
Yeah, 55.
Or a Nick Nolte, another crow in the trousers. I'll tell you something.
Right, so those two were Friday. I've got one from Saturday, one from Sunday for you. But the one from Saturday is an absolute belter. Joe Pesci's birthday today.
Joe Pesci, what a brilliant bloke he is.
Yeah.
What a brilliant actor.
Sort of scary in real life.
Yeah.
Like any interview you ever see him, I've watched all the clips. I was trying to get clips of him. It's a difficult one because he swears a lot.
Yeah. And unless it's Home Alone. That's about the safest you can ever go.
And he also doesn't say a huge amount. You know, in interviews, he kind of has to be constantly prompted.
Yeah, he's not into it.
You get all the interviewers' kind of sounds on it. But he still comes across as a bit of a scary lad.
Yeah, he does. And then that's why it's brilliant he can turn on the comedy. Like My Cousin Vinny and Home Alone and the whole lot.
Yeah.
And then he goes back to, like, you know, digging holes in the desert for people. You know what I mean? He's unbelievable, yeah.
And for a bloke with... I mean, to be honest with you, I can't help look at Joe Pesci and see... What's your man's name, the comedian fella who has the really ridiculous voice?
Oh, jeepers. Where do you start?
You know your man that has the real high... speaks through his nose, high-pitched voice.
Ronan Keating.
No. Oh, sugar. I'm going to have to look it up now, but anyway.
It's definitely Ronan Keating.
Somebody out there, I guarantee you somebody has the same connection I do. Joe Pesci and your man... English kind of comedian and
you're a burr.
No.
Yeah. Life is a roller coaster.
Look, let's get back to Joe Pesci's age, right?
Okay, I think Joe Pesci. Yeah.
Let's forget about that rather sad detour.
It's 67.
Joe Pasquale. Joe Pasquale, you know that guy.
Yeah.
I can't. Well done. Thank you very much, Jason and Androhada, and also whoever the other person was who didn't give us
the
name.
I don't know what you're talking about. He's nothing like Ronan Keaton.
Oh my God.
So I got to say Joe Pesci is 67.
76, you got the numbers the wrong
God's
way around.
For God's sake, right? I'm having a really bad day.
And then Sunday's one is the lovely Holly Willoughby.
Holly Willoughby. Everybody loves Holly Willoughby.
What's the name of the thing? She doesn't do good
She
morning.
Does the Philip Schofield one. This morning. Yeah. There you go.
And then, of course, she was doing the deck bit, was it? No, the ant bit.
I'm
a Celebrity.
And I'm a Celebrity. And everybody loved her.
Very good.
She seemed to go down really well. Did you ever see that game they play in This Morning? Whenever you wouldn't be in work here or whatever, you say you decide to watch
That's never happened for me.
So. Yeah, it's brilliant. You should do it. And then you're sitting at home and This Morning comes on and they have those quizzes. Oh my God. It's like, and this morning we're giving away 2 cruises around the world. We're going to pay your mortgage on your house and give you 27 million euros. So you're going to want to play this. And the question is a hat an item of clothing or an animal? And you're like, what the hell? Like, it's life-changing stuff.
UK TV,
UK,
eh? What sort of budgets do they have on this show?
You're like, I can't believe you're giving this much away. So we're going to give you internal life today. If you can answer us, is Ireland a country or is it something you wear? You're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Budgets are ridiculous, aren't they?
Yeah. And then just the
questions. And then you come in here.
And then you come in here. And you're like, you're
and we literally make people kind of, I don't know, offer up their firstborn to get a mug.
Yes. And I tell you something. Given life, what did I say?
Life-changing.
Eternal life or life-changing money or an ugly mug. I know what I'm going for.
You're right.
And I tell you, I'd smash this mug right over my own face the day I was given that choice. Holly Willoughby, though, I think she's about 38.
She is!
Well
done.
Not a bad
finishing
one.
On a win.
Finishing all right then. That's
well
grand. That's not
you.
So bad.
Now you're up to date on your station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff, John. Happy Friday to you. How are you?
Happy Friday one and all.
Good stuff. Is this two Fridays? No, it wasn't a Friday.
It is, back to back. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
You can't beat Fridays.
John's the Friday man, you know. Yeah, you hear John on the radio and everybody cheers up because they know it's Friday.
It is Friday, yeah. Wow, love it. February is what a grim month, but I don't care because it's Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
The lack of sincerity in John's voice there. I'm trying to big it up and he's like, no, Friday, love it, yeah.
He's actually humouring you. Yes,
moving on.
Jim, Friday's great.
Sorry, I can't. I just can't convince. Sorry, I do try. It's just not there.
Right, what does a John weekend have in it?
I don't know. Last weekend was very busy. This weekend's going to be very quiet. So I went down the country. My brother, his wife had a child and they're all very happy. And my father's birthday, so it was very packed.
Oh, wow. So you had a proper celebration one.
Absolutely, yeah. It was only like 24 hours all in all. Great. But this weekend, I can't think of a whole lot to do, to be honest.
Right. Oh, good stuff. Yeah.
Actually, PJ, John would be a proper ruggedy ball man. He'd know a thing or two about ruggedy ball.
Up to a point, it depends. Is it Reggie you're talking about coming
in? Yeah.
Yeah, well, not in that context, but I mean, the man played for Ireland, for God's sake.
Right, John, in fairness, I wasn't picking you up that much. Yeah.
I appreciate that. No, I've seen one or two matches, yeah. You remember Ireland when they were rubbish in the 90s? I mean, compared to nowadays when they're not. So, you know, even losing last weekend. But what's the story with rugby, PJ?
I don't... That's just it. I don't know.
What a fantastic opening line. Yeah. So, yeah. PJ, what is the story with rugby?
Now I got to
think. What is it that either perplexes you or
I just don't know anything about it. That's all it is. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if I saw you lining out against Scotland now.
I actually covered a match once for a different facility, outlet, whatever you want to call it. There's 416 laws in rugby.
Oh,
so how in the
God.
Name of...
Is there?
416 laws, yeah.
Right.
What are we doing bothering with Reggie Corrigan, for God's sake? There's yeah. a ruggedy ball mastermind over there.
Any Egypt could know that, but the actual... Well,
these two Egypts didn't.
I hadn't a clue.
The intricacies of, you know, mauling and rucking and all the rest of it is...
Oh, well, if you're going to start getting filthy, John,
stay away from that.
You kind of need to get a stage early. Exam to be a rugby referee. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, you haven't. There's only six of them.
Pussycat Dolls and Don't You Hear a Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just 17 minutes to 7 o'clock. Happy Friday to you folks. Living on my own for Freddie Mercury just ahead of that. Good to have you with us as always. Thanks so much for all of the WhatsApps and texts that have come in. There's loads of them. Even if we don't get to read them out, we always flick through them. We always have a look. And we're always grateful to get them. So 087-188-0008 is always, of course, the number. If you're not on WhatsApp, that number works on text, by the way.
Yes.
So just so don't worry too much about
it.
I know
some
people get
a
bit freaked by that.
Some people get all upset about it. Yeah, there's people out there with still using tin cans and all trying to call us. That's all right. No matter what device you have, we'll find a way to make sure you can get in contact.
Yeah. So somebody's texted in there was when we played Freddie Mercury. Ah, yes, that time Freddie Mercury teamed up with Queen for a song because apparently it came up on the display on the radio.
Oh.
Freddie Mercury / Queen.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
But that's a sort of that's a thing we do here so that you don't get... what they call artist clashes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So you don't end up playing the same types all the time.
It's also to prevent me looking at the system here and saying, oh, love that song. Queen and David Bowie, they were fantastic together. That's not the song. It is, Jim. It is. Don't stop me now. Fantastic. David Bowie's best.
By the way, somebody's texted saying, Benjamin this is, right? You know the way you were joking about the quizzes on this morning or whatever?
For sure. They're unbelievable.
But he texts in, he says, Ireland is definitely a country and by the looks of it, an awesome one, says Benjamin. And Benjamin is looking from afar because he is in South Africa.
You feckin' get you. That's amazing. Fair. Oh.
He's on the East Coast. He says, here in South Africa, it's summer here on the East Coast.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
He's got his golden retrievers wandering around.
Nobody likes South Africans anyway. So there.
Benjamin, we're very grateful to have your company.
Yeah, thank you, Benjamin. We're delighted to have you along.
Not sure what we can offer you, to be honest with you. I mean, obviously, traffic reports are going to be a bit...
It'll be a bit off.
Yeah.
Weather be a bit off.
Yeah.
You know, the local news slightly irrelevant. But you know something? We'll do our best to make your dogs laugh anyway.
Absolutely.
We'll do everything for you.
Good to have you. By the way, loads of people texting in about the Nick Nolte stuff. Cape Fear, he was in, according
to
Chris.
He was the dad.
I'd forgotten about that.
Cape Fear. He's brilliant in that, actually. It's just that De Niro got all the plaudits for it.
Good movie, that.
Brilliant movie.
Yeah.
Another remake.
And Three Fugitives, is that what you're thinking
of? That was the one, yeah.
With Nick Nolte?
Yeah.
Is that the one with Steve Martin? No, that's Three Amigos.
That's a very different type of film.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a brilliant film. Three Fugitives, great movie. Absolutely deadly movie it was. 1989. It was great, yeah.
You remember the year and everything?
I do.
Come in heck, man.
Yeah, that was a big year for me. That's my favourite CSI year, you see. So there's something about that year.
Don't tell me. What is it? Go on.
What?
Was that the old naked camera, was it? Or?
Imagine me doing it then. What's that?
What was it? Come
on, 30 years ago.
Normally when there's a significant CSI year, it's because you did something extraordinary.
Not really. I think it was my coming of age year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. Got me first little bit of taste of freedom from the parents and all that, you know.
Right.
First time I gave a Frenchie to a young one. You know, there's a lot of significance to these 2 years. Growing up years, you know.
There you go. There's an image for everybody out there. They'll never
remember, you thought that was what you were supposed to do.
See, there you go. I knew there was a connection. It was the year the Dirty L was born.
I really fancy you. I fancy you too. Would you like to meet me around the back of the bush? Those were great days. Great days all together, yeah.
Wow. Was that your technique, the Dirty L? I can't even do that sound.
You can, of course.
What?
Oh, Jesus. Don't give Jim a Frenchie. I've just seen the technique close up. that wasn't a pretty sight.
That is a gift you have. There's that sound.
Oh, you're king of the
Dirty L one sound. And then there's your balloon squeaky sound.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know why that makes me laugh. That's just a stupid sound, but every time you do it. Anyway.
Yeah, well, I've been doing it for myself for 44 years, and it makes me laugh every time.
Right, folks, listen, today, of course, all of the big stuff on the way. And when I say big stuff, I mean big stuff.
You want to?
I mean, Reggie
Even
Corrigan.
Even bigger than.
Yeah, Reggie Corrigan is coming in to try and teach PJ. Well, there's a few things. Obviously, we're going to get, like, ruggedy ball explanations. So why the hell the English beat us? And but really, it's trying to because ahead of
the
Scottish game of the weekend, where we're going to try and get PJ up to speed on ruggedy ball.
Yeah, he's going to start talking. You know, all I'm going to hear is
what?
Thanks for your thorough explanation on the rules of ruggedy ball.
And also, of course, we've got Who the Man. It's all big money now.
It is.
Don't need double money Mondays or anything. It's big wedge. We've topped the grand. The clue is out there. So all of that's to play for
today. 1,040 quid. So it's 1,040 quid if you can solve that Who the Man this morning. Yeah, not a bad purse at all to take.
Plenty of winning to be done because, of course, today we'll hand out our €500 gift card for Kildare Village. Belter of a score yesterday of 16. But come on, a Friday.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be up for it. Somebody's going to have the... Chutzpah.
Yeah, the chutzpah. Oh, that's brilliant.
Hey, yeah, get the chutzpah.
He's got all New York Jewish.
I got
it. We need a little kablam, a little kapats, a little bit of hoo. Get your chutzpah. Give us a call and try the breakfast table quiz.
Bootylicious from Destiny's Child. I don't think you're ready for this jelly, to be perfectly honest with you.
No, I don't think you are.
11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Happy Friday. Friday, 8th of February. Good to have you along, folks. Hopefully you're looking forward to a cracking weekend. I know it's a bit wet out there at the moment. Well, it is in most places. And it's a bit wild and windy. Was
Indeed.
Certainly overnight.
Yeah, anyway. It is. But don't worry, it's gotten warmer because of it. So thank God for that.
So it is Friday, heading into the weekend. If you're on the way to work, if you're just getting out of bed, whatever. Good to have you with us. 087-188-0008 as always. And maybe... you're about to take in your first coffee of the morning.
Maybe you are. Maybe.
I'd say, I'm on my second now, to be honest.
I'm on my second here. So I haven't poured it yet. It's sitting there in the pot. But you see, I'm not like Magical Michael. Our Magical Michael, the hipster man that he is, he knows how to have a coffee in every kind of a way. I'm just a black coffee straight into the glass type of a person.
Yeah.
But to tell you something,
Mike, we have got a bit posh.
You're going to be sorted. You're going to be sorted forever. There's that many jobs going for the like you. All you need to do is get a top knot to match the beard, lose the socks, and learn, train up to be a barista. That's all you need, because the barista jobs all over Ireland, it's up 75%.
People looking for
75%.
Looking for people to make coffee.
Looking for baristas. They can't. It's the... what would you say? What were they looking for years ago? Remember years ago you'd be there?
Computer programmers.
Yeah, the IT days. And then it was the bankers. And then it was all the... we were sending away lads who had trades all over the world. Now it's baristas. If you're a barista, you will never be out of work. Well, not in the current climate anyway. So 79% has gone up the demand.
Are baristas well paid?
I wouldn't have thought so.
If you're a barista listening, will you let us know? If anybody out there is a barista, let us know. One, are you well paid? And two, is it a hard job?
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought it was...
and three, can old people apply? Thanks.
Well, there you go. Jim's planning an exit. Look at that. Jim exits.
I'm just keeping me options open, PJ.
McExit. It's on the way. It's happening. He's leaving. So there you go. And in the last 12 months alone, it's gone up 25%. So that's 25% of the market of coffee people. Up in 1 year, 25%.
Oh my God.
Tell you, we never learned. The bubble's going to burst. There's going to be baristas all over the place.
The coffee
pouring
bubble.
Pouring decaf soy lattes. And nobody around to drink them in no time. So if you know your decaf soy latte from your macchiato bombo or whatever the hell they
so
do.
So I'm assuming there's more to being a barista than putting the cup under the nozzle thing and hitting the button, is there?
Oh my God, you're such a philistine.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Well then forget about me applying for it. So.
Would you think you're qualified? Could you do even the basics? Do you know the difference between a latte and a cappuccino, for example?
Frothy milk.
That's not it. No, that's not there. There's more coffee in a latte, actually.
More in a latte?
Yeah,
I thought there was more milk in a latte, no?
There's milk in it.
Cappuccino is what? In an espresso shot?
In a cappuccino.
Is there?
I think, yeah. Well, look, this is... oh, jeez. I thought there was. Mike, you'd know. You know all these... he hasn't a clue, he says.
He's,
You see, that's because I slagged him now. He's just going, yes, I do know. But yeah, you're but the one live on the radio.
I certainly won't
deal
be
with it. You see, that's...
Joe, we sounded like there. We sounded like that ad that was on about when flat white became a thing.
Yeah.
What is a flat white? You don't know what a flat white is. Well, they take the bean and they... Oh,
it's a strong miniature latte. Yeah. That's the
that's
the
what it boils down to. Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. But do you know what a flat white is?
Yeah,
I
was right. Latte is more milky.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not. There's more coffee.
Somebody, Essie, has just been on to say.
No, there's more coffee in a latte than there is in a cappuccino.
Cappuccino's made coffee and foam. Latte is made with hot milk. That doesn't really help us, does it?
What's the foam come from then?
Lads, just having a clue about coffee. Now, that is the first text that's come in that has been absolutely 100% right.
Well, do you know the difference between a frappuccino and a cappuccino then?
Cold.
Right, well, there you go. One of them's cold. Which one is it?
The frappuccino.
Yes, it is. You know what a mocha is?
Frappuccino.
Do you know what a mocha is?
I do know what a mocha is.
What's that then?
It's a coffee.
Do you know... Hasn't a clue. Well, hasn't a rash. Do you know what a cortado is?
Ah, shut up. That's a horse or something, isn't it?
That's not a horse. Cortado is an espresso shot cut with milk. That's a cortado.
You know, this conversation would be a lot easier if I had a copy of the thing you're looking at as
well. I'm not looking at anything. I'm not looking at anything.
Oh, yeah. He says, holding up the piece of paper.
It doesn't say it on that. Read it. That's not... I'm talking my way through my limited knowledge of coffee. I'm just saying maybe I would be the most qualified to be a barista. It turns out I'm the hipster of the gang. Who knew? I'm the hipster of the gang.
Paddy the Chippy used to work in a coffee shop, apparently.
Yeah,
that's an unusual. He built it, didn't that's he? An unusual kind of. That's an unusual transformation of job. There, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Isn't
barista
it?
To carpenter.
Well, although there is
unless by chippy he means he works in a chip shop,
selling black coffee and chips to people on the Saturday.
Calls himself
night.
A chippy. Yeah, no, we work with potatoes all day.
Yes, so they. I don't know. Would you know?
There's somebody else backing me up there. Definitely more milk in a latte.
No,
I'm a barista maestro, lads. Know my stuff. Thank you, barista maestro.
Well, I'm saying, is there more coffee, though, in the latte, is the question I'm asking.
I don't know.
Well, this is what barista maestro.
Am I a barista maestro, am I? Hang on a second.
Katie knows, does she?
Katie might know the answer. What's Katie saying, Mike?
The 15-year-old currently working on the show knows the answer.
Right.
And?
Katie, what's going on? There's more milk in the... Cappuccino.
Right.
Oh, yeah. More coffee in the cappuccino. Yeah. More coffee in the cappuccino.
Oh, for God's sake.
So you got it wrong.
Yeah, you got it wrong.
She's 15.
Casey, you can have a job for life. Job for life for Katie. Thank you very much indeed. So, PJ Gallagher, is there any particular... Oh, look, what is that? Is that a piece of humble pie? Is that what I see there? You can have it with your coffee. The one that has less coffee in it.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you something. I could argue the point that I'm right, but seeing as though she gave us a box of donuts this morning, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to be the bigger man here. The bigger
you certainly
man.
Will be after eating those box of donuts.
Yeah, the bigger man with the stronger coffee. The cappuccino. Oh, the latte, I mean. I'm not even confused. Oh, God.
So basically, there's no hope for us to be baristas, but if
obviously
anybody else
not,
wants to have a go, there's plenty of gigs out there.
Oh, my God, yeah. There's no hope for us, but plenty of gigs for baristas all over the place. Since we're living in the baristas world, it's the baristas world and we're all just drinking coffee in it.
Mary texted in to say that baristas are not well paid. Oh, no, right.
Well, I wouldn't say it's up there with the levels of, you know, solicitors and surgeons or anything like that, but I don't know.
Well, I don't see why not. I mean, my God, if that isn't a service to society.
I tell you something.
To get a proper coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, where would Mike be if he didn't have somebody to, you know, offer him the choice of, like, will you be having Peruvian? Will you be having Guatemalan? Will you be, you know,
that's what I love about Starbucks. You know, it's pretty much when you go in, they go, would you like to have our new blend of thing? Is it the same price? Yes, I'll have it. That's it. That's all you know about it.
That's our level.
It's like when you go into a shop and you say, I'll have a bag of chips and a Coke, and they go, a Pepsi deal. Yeah, go on. I don't care. I just want black fizzy stuff. With coffee, I want black non-fizzy stuff. I'm really not that fussy. Just give me what you have.
Rod Stewart, Ronald Isley, This Old Heart of Mine here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Here's a chance for you to redeem yourself, PJ.
Yes?
Even though you've been showing up as having literally no coffee knowledge. But Barry in Cork has been on to say, bet none of you know what a leche leche ear bonbon is. Now, that could be a misprint, right? Because it might be or bonbon. So it might be a leche leche or bonbon is.
Well, leche leche is milk. So leche is milk milk.
Milk milk.
Milk milk.
So why would that make any sense? Give us a milk milk.
Give us a milky milk. A milky moo, maybe. Is it two coffees or one coffee that's a leche leche
see,
bonbon?
Barry in Cork, he's being smart. He hasn't kind of given us any more information.
A leche leche bonbon.
Like, bonbon, that's what I'm saying. Is it a leche leche ear bonbon? Is that a whole title or is that two separate things? Did he meant to write? That was very good, wasn't it?
Starting to sound like me every day.
I'm on the radio, you know.
I tell you, this is a case of monkey's us, Jim copies.
Thank you for that.
You know what I mean?
Did he mean to write leche leche or bonbon? It's bonbon. That's good. So it's like a name for sweets and stuff, isn't it?
Bonbon? Oh, you mean you've gone into French? It's a mixture of Spanish and French now.
I'm wondering. I don't know. Barry and Cork, look what you've done now.
This is all very
difficult. You're going to do it right, Barry, will you?
And come here, I have a definitive list here now of the coffees, right?
Okay.
So here you go. So a cappuccino is milk foam, steamed milk and espresso.
Right.
Right? And where's the latte? The latte is an espresso, steamed milk and milk foam. Now that to me says they're exactly the same.
In a slightly different order.
But it does look like the steamed milk. There's more steamed milk in the latte. Right, looking at this.
Right.
And more foam in the cappuccino.
Okay.
But essentially they're the same ingredients, right? So there's not more coffee in anything. So everybody was wrong. Yes, I was wrong, but so was everybody else. Right? So that's the way that is. The flat white is an espresso and steamed milk only. Yeah?
So you basically your version of being right is I'm right if I'm as wrong as everybody else.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Brilliant.
Well, what do you mean? What's the problem with that?
No, can't argue with that. That's a fantastic logic to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I may be wrong, but I'm only as wrong as everybody else. So well, that makes me right.
Yeah, of course it does. Why is the flaw in that logic? I don't know what you're talking
about. Can't see it, buddy. Can't
see it. By
the
way, I was asking what a mocha was, and it's an espresso, chocolate syrup, steamed milk and whipped cream. Tell you something, it's Friday and I'm getting one of those. That sounds absolutely delicious.
You say that. But yeah. You're on your big health kick at the moment.
No, I'm getting one of those. Yes, I'm getting one of those. I won't be able to stop thinking about it. And not only am I getting one of those, I'm going to have one of those...
Toblerone ice cream sandwiches.
No, the donuts outside that Katie brought in.
Oh, yeah.
They smell fantastic. Crispy cream box of donuts, yeah.
Fantastic.
Jeepers almighty. I can tell you that much about it. But there you go. I have all the coffee. I have the answers. I have the baristas... Holy grail here.
Right.
So if anybody wants to know anything about coffee, I'm going to be learning it today.
Right.
So I'm the barista of the bunch. So anyone out there that wants to have any questions about it,
yeah,
feel free to let me know. 087-188-0008. Paddy is my new name. I'm going to go with that. It's old school.
Right.
Excuse me. So Paddy the barista here, ready to help you with anything you may need or want.
Alternatively, they could potentially just look up the same website you did, but... What's the benefit in that, I suppose?
Yeah. No human touch there. I mean, if you want to be all modern and stuff, but I'm way before that.
Love that song. Never get tired of that song, The Adventures.
It's a cracker, isn't it?
Broken Land, yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
I tell you something. Songs like that, they are the songs that people are into anyway nowadays, Jim.
Yes, indeed.
Millennials, they've decided they prefer music of our age.
From the 80s,
Jim.
When music was music.
You know what they say? They say, when something's fashionable, you wear it until it's not fashionable. And if you keep wearing it, eventually it becomes more fashionable in the future than it ever was the first time.
Right.
So there you go. And it's happened with music. Millennials now prefer music from the 60s to the 90s more than they prefer music that's been around since then. Basically their own era of music.
Well, remind me again, what's the age thing demo for a millennial?
So basically if you turned into an adult, if you came into your adult years... around the turn of the millennial.
So
millennium.
If you hit sort of 18-ish.
Yeah, 18-ish. So 18 to sort of 20-odd-ish around that time.
In the year 2000.
Yeah, you're a millennial.
Right.
So Mike, Magic Mike is a millennial. Technically, he just sneaks in at the tail
is
end
he?
Of it. Yeah.
You're joking.
I think he does,
Magic
yeah.
Mike only grew up in the noughties.
Yeah.
He only became a man in the noughties.
What age were you in the year 2000, Magic Mike?
Oh, the year 2000, I would have been 17 or 18.
Yes, so there you go. He's bang on. He's bang on the demographic, yeah.
Wow.
18. I was 18 in 2000, actually, yeah.
Right. Well, there you go. So, Magic Mike. So,
why do we hang around with him again?
Because he has to. He's paid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's paid to suffer us as well.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know, yeah. There you go.
Just reminds us how old we are all the time.
That's why he's training to be a barista. But there you
right.
go. Mike's generation. There you go. They all prefer.
So, is that true, Mike? Do you prefer now music of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, all that sort of stuff?
Yeah,
compared to your... Your current film or whatever you do listen to.
I suppose I would. Yeah, I would listen to a lot of oldie stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I would.
Oldie stuff.
They're called classic hits, Mike.
I'd listen to a lot of stuff from Jim's era.
You would not, would
Mozart.
You?
Mozart.
Yeah. Roll out the barrel.
Shut up.
Pack up your with troubles them. In your old kit bag.
Actually, Mike, I'm going to say it to you. Why do we hang around with him?
Yeah, exactly. Because we're paid to do
unbelievable.
It.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Yeah, would you? No, what's your era, kind of, Mike? Would you be... In fact, I know the answer to this. You'd be... Sort of dance music of the 90s era.
100%.
Yeah, that'd be Mike.
Yeah, that'd be Mike. My era, right. Yeah.
Yeah, would you be like, yeah, like call him Mr. Vader and all of that?
Yeah, call him
Mr. Good,
Vader.
He's a good, oh, all that stuff.
I love it, absolutely love it, yeah. Yeah. Snap, all that kind of stuff.
So you're a drug fiend. Yeah, basically.
Thanks, yeah.
Hang on, that was a big leap.
Yeah, that was a bit of a jump, in fairness. You know, so you listen to Shane McGowan, do you? Yeah, well, we know what you're like. Don't bring him to the boozer.
It's interesting.
They say that's the golden age of popular music. So pop music started obviously a little bit beforehand in the 50s with Buddy Holly's and all of that sort of crack. In the 60s it came into its own.
Right.
So the golden age of pop music is 60s to the 90s. Songs of this era, they're the more memorable songs than the ones that are being made currently. They say they're going to last longer in time. Yeah. And millennials, because
just
they don't
listen...
Just
for clarity, by the way, PJ, for people listening, can you just clarify, we didn't write this story? This isn't issued by Classic Hits.
This is actually a survey
literally,
of the day.
The stuff we're doing is the stuff that is the best ever.
No, this is purely coincidental. Like, everybody knows we're cooler than cruel. We're so cool, we're ice cold. But this is the survey of the day.
The very fact you call yourself cool shows how uncool you are.
Oh, I don't know, Jim. The Fonz did it and it worked for him. He wore a leather jacket until the 70s. But there you go. No, this is a survey of the day thing. So scientists, they tested a group of millennials on their ability to recognise songs from different decades anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
643 of them, aged 18 to 25, maintained a steady memory of top tunes between the 60s and 1999. But their memory, when it came into the more recent songs from 2000 to 2015, diminished rapidly. They don't like it. It's not the same. It doesn't have the same effect on
Mind
them.
Mind you, that's what you always say about the noughties. It's one of the most forgettable decades.
The whole decade was garbage.
It's a strange decade.
Apart from TV comedy. The whole
decade. Oh, no, you were right the first time. I mean, rubbish. Rubbish. Absolute tripe. They tried to... Fawn offices in those years.
I think comedians had to rescue music back then, basically.
Come here, you're going to have to do something I know you don't like doing and do a bit of maths for me, right?
Okay.
So, I need to find out from people listening how many millennials we have listening, because that's what we do.
Oh, yeah, okay, there you
we
go.
We do 80s, 90s and more, right? So that's our thing, musically. So I need to find out if that's the, like how many millennials we have listening to the show.
Right, yeah.
And to the station.
Now, again, the argument of what exactly millennial is has come up again, because a millennial has always been to me, you come into adulthood around that age, which makes Mike one.
Right.
But then this survey, 643 participants aged 18 to 25, so they're basically saying you were born around the turn of the century, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's 2019 now. So if you're 18 to 25, maybe.
Right.
This is what
there's not a hope anybody at that age is listening to this show.
How dare you? I bet there is. I bet you're out there. Okay, kids, it's time to be as cool as us. Yeah. Dex is
actually
now.
That's what we should do. You should do your kiddie talk.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to get cool now in a second.
Yeah, yeah. Because you remember the time that you walked up to somebody and said, what are you getting for Christmas? I'm 22.
Yeah, I'm 22. I was like, oh my God. I'm having a carvey with me, Dad. Get out. Yeah, yeah. No, so let me get on. Let me get my cool speak on for 18 to 25 year olds listening.
Yes.
Okay. Stop and join this breakfast disco for Shizzle. If you like what we play here, you cool cats, let us know on your smarting phone at 087-188-0008 if you can afford the credit. Woo! I think that sounds pretty cool, eh?
That work for you, Mike?
Then. If they are listening, they're gone now.
They've turned off now.
Yeah, absolute. Yeah.
What are you talking about? That was really cool. I'm going to DJ Fuzzy Fuzz. I'm going to call myself that from now on. That's cool too, isn't it?
Fuzzy Fuzz.
Yeah, Fuzzy Fuzz and Jambo Jim. Right here every morning, 6 till whenever we get sick of it.
Now, Who Da Man?
Classic hits.
Who Da Man? Who Da Man? Win the cash if you can. Are they big? Are they small? If you know, tell us all. Look out. Here comes
Who Da Man. So there you go, it's Who Da Man, and it's 1,040 quid. The new clue is top class. We're assured it's a very good clue.
Mm.
And it's all for you, of course, if you can tell us who's this.
Man.
And there you go, that's all you get. So let's get straight into it this morning. Barry Triggs is in Cork. How are you, Barry?
Hi, PJ.
How are you getting on? What's the plans for the weekend, Barry?
Not much. Just see if I can get out for a few pints.
Oh, of course, yeah. You're going to get out and treat yourself, sure. Why wouldn't you?
Well, that's the idea. We'll see what she says.
Oh, right. You need permission slip.
The permission slip. That's what's all important there, yeah. The Ministry of War has to be consulted. Very good.
She could be persuaded, no, if I have over a grand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, of course, yeah. But you won't be going on your own, buddy, will you?
Yeah, you can give her the 40 quid.
Yeah, more like the other way around.
Yeah, I'd say so. Right, so, Barry, let's try and give you a few quid. Who do you think it is?
I think it's Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte. Of course, we were talking about it. It's his birthday today.
Birthday boy, Nick Nolte.
Yeah, we were talking about him on the birthdays at 6 o'clock this morning.
Maybe it's an omen. It might be a good sign.
You could be right. So there you go, Mike. What do you reckon, Nick Nolte?
Oh, I don't want to make Barry angry here because I hear you wouldn't like him when he's angry. It's wrong.
All right.
He must have been in the remake of the Hulk.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry, Barry.
on all sorts of levels, Barry, we're sorry there.
Yeah, I'm still a bit lost with that one.
Yeah.
Happy Friday to you anyway, man. Take care of yourself.
Thanks,
Ed. Cheers. Barry. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Right, Katrina Byrne is in Galway this morning. Hey, Katrina.
Lads, Katrina's after dropping.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She's gone.
I'd say it was your last pun about the Hulk, I'd say.
She couldn't take anymore.
Final straw.
Will I tell you what she was going to guess?
Yeah, do you know? Yeah, what was she going to say?
Michael O'Leary she was going to guess.
Oh, okay.
Which is a good guess.
That is.
Now, come on, lads. Ask me.
Is it
Michael O'Leary?
It's plain wrong, lads, unfortunately. And, lads, that's another pun landed on time. Come on. Yeah. That's bloody good.
You have actually redeemed yourself.
Yeah, thank you. I was just short of a trumpet blaring at the end of that.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. That makes up for the Hulk one, I think it does.
Right, so there's two more. We know it definitely isn't. But it'll still be 1,040 quid with Damien at 20-5 today. So it's not Nick Nolte. It's not Michael O'Leary. It's still definitely worth a go, though.
Absolutely, yeah. 20-5, the all-important time to have a bash. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, and a huge shadow has been cast in the studio. It's not because of the defeat by the English. No.
No.
It's because Reggie Corrigan came in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Literally, the only person we've ever had in the room where we've had to say, mind your head on the speaker, so hanging out the roof. Yeah.
We are literally looking up to you, Reggie. Literally looking up to you. Listen, thanks a million for coming in.
You're very welcome.
This is a very specific mission. I know people are probably expecting us to talk about, you know, what happened against England and what might happen in the future against Scotland and all that sort of stuff. But the other mission for you is... PJ Gallagher, my learned friend and colleague, despite the fact that he played rugby, is not the most well-versed.
It was a long time ago. It was a very different game back then.
Yeah.
It was like, you know what I mean.
It was like soccer.
It was like soccer.
That's how different it was.
Yeah, I haven't a clue. Like, I really haven't got a clue. For the simple fact that I call it rugby ball is probably where it begins to go wrong.
Can I just point out how much we're dealing with here, right? He literally asked ahead of the England game, do they wear shoes?
Well, they might as well have the way the English match made.
To be fair, that's probably another story. Well, so listen, can you help them?
Well, I'll do my best. But I suppose the first thing I'd have to say is, you know, PJ, that's the idea. You know, us rugby people, we want to keep the likes of you out. You know, it's designed that way.
I knew it was a conspiracy of
just the wrong sort.
Yeah, like, I mean, this goes way back. I mean, rugby's nearly 200 years old, and this goes way back to when Reverend William Webb Ellis himself picked up the ball and ran with it, because he was in school. There was a load of lads milling around the pitch, kicking the ball, trying to score on the goals, and he said, to hell with this, picked up the ball, just ran into the goals with it. And that's how rugby was invented, because he was working on a higher intelligence level, you know, than the likes of you. So he knew, like,
this is literally the best interview we've ever done. Well, PJ is getting the slagging from the guests.
Well, William was there and he was saying, look at all these plebs, there's 50 of them on each team that tried to kick the ball from one end of the pitch to the other and get it in the goal. I'll just pick it up and run in. So that's carried on to this day with rugby, you know, and it's designed in such a way that it's above your intelligence level. So
how I've seen it.
Is it starting to make sense to you now? Because you see, if you look at it this way, right?
It's starting to feel. I'm starting to see a reason why I haven't got involved.
Well, you see, look at the subtle things. So our backs do all the scoring, and our forwards do all the defending. So straight away there's confusion.
Yeah,
for
it's
you.
Backwards for you're a start. Yeah, right, yeah. Okay, you have the wrong way around, yeah.
So then you've got things like where we kick the ball out of play and kick it up in the stand and everybody cheers and you're there going, what's going on? Why are they clapping? Why are they happy?
Surely you're supposed to keep it inside the lines.
Inside the pitch.
Even basic colouring works inside the lines.
Then you've got things like the referee. If anyone ever talks back to a referee in rugby, they get 10 minutes in the bin minimum, if not sent off. And
that's
so, like, straight away you can see how you wouldn't get the game, and I understand that. So
I'll tell you something, yeah. Slagging off rugby has really come back to haunt me.
Backfired, yeah.
So we'll try and bring you up to speed a little bit and may give you a few little things that might work it out for you. You might be able to relate to. What are you into?
Well, motorbikes. Motorbikes has always been my thing. I've raced motorbikes for years.
Right, okay.
Well, I can't, you know, at least there's a logic to motorbikes.
That's going to be a bit of an ask now.
Do you reckon?
A ball sport to motorbikes.
I suppose, okay, well, let's give it a go. Right, let's think about it. We'll look at the players then. Let's go with that way and think about motorbikes because you're into them. So you got your front rows. So I'd look at front rows and I'd say, right, they'd be like a Harley Davidson, for example.
All right, so big, hefty, slow.
Big, comfortable ride, you know, that you're going around with, but they take a long time to turn around.
You wouldn't have been in the front row at all.
One of the best props you'd ever see.
So could you not tell by his tassels
A serious Harley man, myself.
PJ went with big, hefty, slow. Reggie went with, strong, comfortable, reliable, great ride.
Moving on quickly to the second rows. I mean, again, you know, these lads tend to be a bit more athletic, but they're still rugged and they're still strong. So they'd be like a BMW 1200 or something like that.
Oh,
you know?
Right, okay.
Oh, yes. My God, we're getting specific.
A big all-rounder, yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah, a bit of everything. A bit of everything, yeah. Okay, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. It's a good language.
Then you get to your back row, right? There's the 6, 7, and 8. Now, these are the lunatics on the team. Everybody knows you have to be a lunatic to play there. So I'm thinking Sons of Anarchy here. I'm thinking monkey bar, handlebars. I'm thinking choppers, that type of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Lads who go out in the winter day with like sleeveless denim jackets and all that sort of carry on.
Yeah, well, more the bikes than the people themselves.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Big mustaches.
Then you're looking at your scrum half. Now, traditionally, they tend to be the smaller guys, so maybe think of the mini bikes that you see lads riding around in the field, you know, buzzing around the place, loads of noise out of them, but not much to look at. That's kind of where your scrum half
is. The young lad chasing a horse around Finglas.
On the small little
2 days after Christmas with the guards chasing him.
There you have it.
That's an out half.
That's your scrum half. Now you're moving into the kind of upper echelon of the back. So you got your out half. Now he's the man. He controls everything, you know, so you got to have a bit of class about this. So this might be something like a Norton, for example.
A
bike that you look at. It performs brilliantly, but looks amazing.
Looks lovely, yeah.
Looks brilliant.
A fine physique on the fella.
Absolutely.
Right. So it's all making perfect sense. I think I love rugby.
And then finally, of course, you got your fullback, and all you got to do is look at Rob Kearney, and he's the classic fullback, but he's obviously a Ducati. You know, he's
got all the style. Italian style race, yeah.
Breaks down every now and again. A bit high maintenance, you know, there's no doubt about it.
Prone to injury. But
generally, you got to look at it and you go, that's a class machine.
So, all right.
I hope that helped.
Look at that. You couldn't possibly want to know more about it.
So one more question. Why don't you all just go to one side of the pitch and just keep running around it in circles?
You can go quite according to
that. Tell you what we do, right?
Let's just see whether any of it is sunk in.
Right.
Okay, so now you know how to think about the players on the pitch, right?
Yeah,
so let's
just
see kind of in terms of things that will happen in a game.
Oh, for God's
where
sake.
You're at.
Right, just right, okay.
So for example, would you be familiar with the term a grubber kick?
No. What's a grubber kick?
What would you suspect it is?
A grubber kick?
Yeah.
Well, judging by the way Reggie's talking, it's when you get someone like me and kick me out of the stand.
It is. It's when you throw undesirables. No, it's not. Officially, it is.
Well, that's when all else fails and we can't find a way to get through the defence. One of the backs will just take the ball and they'll just kick it along the ground and let it dribble end over end. The idea being that one of the backs might be able to run out and pick it up.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Grubber kick. This is going to be in my arsenal. Well, I'm sitting in the pub now on the weekend.
You'll have it.
I'll be there going, whoa, that was some grubber on your man.
What about if somebody's involved in a dump tackle?
A dump tackle?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like somebody like Reggie hits someone like me so hard they actually do a poo in me trousers.
which would make rugby the greatest spectator sport ever.
Presume the referee has a little plastic bags in his shorts to pick up after dump tackles. After your player does a dump, you put it in the bag. Don't poop if you don't prepare to scoop.
So instead of the medics running on, some lad runs on with a bucket and a little shovel. Sorry about that.
Yeah, happens all the time.
Well, you got that one right.
That would be fantastic. Basically, it's just literally...
What is it?
Just picking somebody up and dumping them down on top of the head.
Right, what about this?
Body slam? Well, you
can body slam them as long as you don't dump them on their head or their shoulder, but you can do it kind of on their back. Yes.
Rugby has changed. Yeah. I think you've been well and truly initiated into the rugby fraternity.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. In fairness, it does sound fantastic. I'm definitely going to watch the game on the weekend. I guess second. Because it's
a brilliant save. Yeah, got a save, right.
Very looking forward to the Scotchlanders showing us what they can do
with their kilts.
With their kilts and all. Yeah. You know, that'd be some job if they're playing. Imagine hitting a lad wearing a kilt and he did a dumb tackle. That'd be some mess.
Back into his foreign.
Reggie Corrigan, thank you so much for coming.
Worries,
thanks
very
much. I appreciate it. Thanks a million.
MC Hammer, Can't Touch This here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 28 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. PJ is now fully immersed in Ruggedy Ball.
Ruggedy Ball.
Bring on the Scots.
Bring on the Scots. I am. I'm ready to do. Yeah. Just trying to remember where the goal, what the goalkeeper does. And then we're laughing.
Yeah, he never mentioned what sort of bike a goalkeeper was.
No, that's it, yeah. But there you go. He's a sound man.
Absolutely.
Very nice fella, I have to say.
Absolutely.
Very
sound
nice
as a pound. Really nice bloke, to be fair. And very, very big.
And very, very... Oh, my God, the size of him. Like, he's literally walking around scraping his hair off. I think that's why maybe he's getting a bit thin on top. His head is brushing off ceilings everywhere he goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Because he does punditry now. He does all that sort of stuff, you know.
He was saying that, yeah.
I'm not sure if he still does a bit of coaching. Should have asked him. Does he still do a bit of coaching? Because he did do a bit of coaching.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know if he ever had to coach at the level he's just tried to coach you now.
No, yeah, probably not. No, that's probably a force for him.
Might you be? It'd be a great way to coach.
God, he came out bulk on. He knew I wasn't going to try and fight him back. Tell you the way he went for me at the start of that interview. Yeah. Holy smoke!
So basically, it's to try and keep people like you out that we make Ruggedy Ball so difficult.
Is it now, smarty pants? Wait, there's a bit of distance between us, and here we'll be calling you then.
Anyway, yeah, big Scots game, of course, and apparently it's going to be a tough one by all accounts.
Yeah.
They're apparently coming into some great form, the Scots, so it'll be no pushover in.
Yeah, I find Edinburgh. Though generally when you're playing the sport where people are actually allowed to run into you as fast as they can, it's probably going to be a tough game. I think that's a prerequisite of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
When you're getting hit by the equivalent of a family car.
Yeah, man, it's the size of him.
Yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable. He could wear a Volkswagen Beetle as a hat. He's huge. He's absolutely huge.
And he was telling us that
his belt was welded on.
He was telling us that Devon Toner is 6'10".
Yeah, he's banging on 7 foot.
Like, apparently he's the... Like, is he officially... Did he say he was officially
the tallest man in the game?
World rugby?
Yeah, the tallest man in rugby, he said he is, yeah.
Wow.
Now, I'm so glad I don't know who Devon Toner is, because that the fact that there's somebody out there like that would bring me back thoughts of the boogeyman again.
Ultranate and Free here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Hopefully you're in good form. It is a feel-good Friday for us here at Classic Hits, as it always is. And, of course, happy Friday to you. Hopefully you're looking forward to a decent weekend. Whatever's going on for you, if you're going to catch a bit of the rugby or whatever sport you're into. What's the story for you this weekend, actually? Have you got them... Places to be, people to see.
I'm going to Bray tonight to see the Bulls. The Bulls are playing Bray tonight in the Carlisle grounds out in Bray. It's the last friendly of the year before it all kicks off officially on next Friday, this day next week. And then, of course, all the GAA Allianz stuff. Kerry are playing Dublin in Tralee as well.
Right.
Not actually travelling to that one. I've got some other stuff to do. I'm meeting some friends tomorrow, which I'm sort of dreading, but there you go. I have to get it done every so often, don't you? You have to do it.
Because you were devastated when the whole Iron Brew Cup thing fell apart, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I know. Europe's premier competition when it comes to football, the Iron Brew Cup, and it was booted out or pulled out or whatever the hell happened. Who cares? All I know is we're not there anymore. Devastated. Yeah. I'm devastated. I will give you a nod, though, this week. I don't like giving you credit for anything.
Right.
But you know the way you were saying the animals are taking over the world?
Yeah, well, that happened during the week, yeah.
With the bees. Right, we were talking about the bees.
Yeah, but it was that morning I was driving to work and literally I encountered there was like three sheep on the road, a fox, a squirrel thing. I'll tell you something, it's a wonder the BBC never asked me to take over from David Attenborough.
It was like a bushy rat eating nuts. I don't know what it was. I think it might have been a squirrel. But so there was that, and then we found out that the bees could count.
Yeah.
I think you're onto something. I think the animals are fighting back. But they've now found out that fish can recognise their own images in mirrors. They're becoming hyper-intelligent.
Oh my God. The animal
kingdom are becoming hyper-intelligent. Fish darting aimlessly around is what they seem to do, but it's not exactly what's happening at all. They found out that they can actually recognise themselves. So these scientists injected brown dye into their throats, right? And then this species that they did it on, they're called Cleanorassa, the Cleanorassa fish.
Right.
Oh, ras, is it? Look at Fisherman Mike, correct me there.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Cleanorassa? It actually sounds like a person. Will you tell Rasa the cleaner? that somebody's after doing something terrible in his house.
Mike actually gave you a trout pout there.
He did, yeah. He,
so disgusted. He was so disgusted with you.
Well, clean a rat then, whatever they are. They put this dye into their neck, right, into their throat. And that somehow changes their appearance to the other fish. And then they realise that these fish can now recognise themselves and check themselves out in the mirror.
Wow.
So, I don't know what this means.
That goes against the whole idea that fish were a bit thick. You know what I mean? And they'd no memory and all that. And then, all that went around for a while.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And so now it turns out they're hyper-intelligent.
Hyper-intelligent. They get this mark, right? They put the bark, and then they look at themselves in the mirror. And then they go over to a rock and they scrape themselves off the rock and then they go back to see, is it gone now? They die.
Yeah.
That's what they do. That's what the fish do. And then they go back to the rock and they scrape it again and they look. So it's like you or me, if we get a cow's lick, well, you wouldn't get one. but you know, you get a cow's lick or a bit of hair sticking up somewhere. Or, you know, and you'd be there trying to lick your hand and all that stuff to try and make it go down. And you're checking the mirror. That's exactly what they're doing.
Right.
So
that's amazing.
The cleaner Rasa, I'm going back to call them Rasa again because it's a nice
mic. It just sounds funny.
Yeah, so there they go. The bees, the squirrels,
the
deer,
count.
The moles, the whole lot. They're all becoming hyper-intelligent.
And even the fish. Now we've hit a low point now. If even the fish are...
getting smarter than us. Yeah, I know. It's bad, isn't it? Yeah, it is bad, in fairness. I don't know why they did this study or what they hoped to gain by the study. But I suppose it is, like you said... it busts the myth that fish float around and don't know what's going on. That they get a fright every time they see you. You know, because they only have a 5-second memory.
Wasn't it you that put it out there that you reckoned that eating fish was okay because they're just thick?
Because they're eejits. That's why I was saying, I don't know why vegans don't eat fish. Fish are eejits. They're pears with gills. You know, they're just pears with gills. You pluck them out of the sea. You have a munch on them. You can eat them raw. Do it all the time. Sushi is absolutely delicious.
Right.
This is kind of ruining that now.
Yeah. Now you're going to have to rethink your whole strategy.
I'm going to have to
Because, I mean, that fish could literally be going, PJ, how are you doing?
Shh. You're ruining the lunch.
He might actually recognise you.
Oh, my God.
PJ, remember me?
Remember? The brown stain on the rock. Remember? I was waving at you when you were out in the boat last week.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They could be in there in their little fishy places in the sea and seeing you going by now. Oh, there's PJ. Out saving lives now. He's a great man, that lad. He is all right. I heard he ate your mate, though.
It's terrible. I'm starting to feel guilty about eating fish. No, I've decided this study's obviously wrong. They're eejits. They are simply pears with gills. Trust me.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's a Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Today, somebody's going to win themselves that €500 gift card for Kildare Village. You can put some colour back in your wardrobe. Hundreds of new arrivals at Kildare Village. Something extraordinary every day. KildareVillage.com if you want to check it out online. If you actually want to be there, of course, it's located just off exit 13. Off the M7 there, and you can go along. All sorts of stuff going on, 100 boutiques to choose from. They might still have the old celebrations for the Chinese New Year going on this weekend at Kildare Village. They had a whole load of things, calligraphy workshops and painting lantern and you name it, all sorts of madness going on. Or Valentine's Day, of course. Fast approaching, PJ.
Don't worry, we'll all survive it. We did Christmas, we can get through this.
Anyway, KildareVillage.com if you want to check it out for yourself. A €500 gift card up for grabs.
But here's the thing. Here's the thorn in the side of the whole thing is we need someone to actually match the all-time Breakfast Table Quiz record to win because 16 is the score to beat. But Paul Martin in Dublin is going to take it on. How are you, Paul?
Hey, lads. How's it going?
All good, Paul. What about yourself? Happy Friday.
Yeah, same to you.
First off, Paul, fair play to you for taking this one on. It really is a big one, isn't it?
We do it for a bit of crack anyway.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. If
fortune favours the brave.
It sure does. Have you any weekend plans anyway, Paul?
I just out tonight. There's a social out of the job, so we're all heading out for a bit of grub and a few drinks.
Ah, cool. Good stuff.
What's the job, by the way? Give them a shout out there.
Griffith College.
All right.
Oh, Griffith College. All right, you're not too far from us here then.
Right, we're dealing with an intelligent one here, PJ. It could be him with a shout. Could be him with a shout.
Not trying to trip you up at all, Paul.
All right, best of luck. 60 seconds on the clock, Paul. Here we go.
According to the proverb, a picture paints how many words?
1,000.
In what film did Mel Gibson play the hero William Wallace?
Braveheart.
London is the capital of what country?
England.
Omega is the last letter of what alphabet?
Greek.
If you were Bavarian, what country would you be from?
Bulgaria.
And no, it's Germany. In the periodic table, what is the chemical symbol for oxygen?
Oh.
In which novel does the Artful Dodger appear?
Oliver.
Which ocean lies between the Americas and Asia?
Pacific.
What name is given to the leader of the Roman Catholic Church?
Oh.
Cartoon siblings Bart, Maggie and Lisa are from what family?
Simpsons.
What pea is both a type of ham and a town in Italy?
Parma.
In which series of children's novels would you find Hogwarts?
Harry Potter.
What is the capital of Austria?
Austria, Vienna.
Which Irish singer was controversially ordained a priest in 1999?
Sinead O'Connor.
To the nearest mile, how long is an Olympic marathon?
26.
What was the creator of the children's classic Tintin French or Belgian?
Belgium.
Yeah,
yes, he was. How tight are we here?
I think Mike said I have to give him one more, is it? Did you say I have to give him one more?
Oh, right, hang on a second. Magic Mike wants to say something.
No, it's just one more. I think you should get one more.
Because
of my stuttering at the start.
Because of a couple of stumbles, yeah. Okay, you're getting one more.
So basically, he was getting one more because of PJ's ineptitude, isn't
he? Oh, my God. PJ, you're getting hard this morning.
Oh, yeah? I really am. And the worst part of it all is I deserve it.
So you're getting one more. Brilliant, okay.
One more. So, in what film did Tom Hanks play a boy who finds himself in a man's body?
Big.
Yes, it is. There you go.
Okay.
Right.
So, will that be significant? Bearing in mind it was Magic Mike's
call. It might
call
be. We'll see now.
Here we go. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Get out of it. Is that it? You're joking me.
No. I'll double check it.
Oh, you're joking.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Bulgarian 11, 12, 13, 14.
I know.
16.
Yeah. Oh, only for the feckin' Bulgaria, Bavaria was the only one that kept him out.
It sounded like Bulgaria,
not sure. Oh,
it should have been Germany, and he said Bulgaria. Germany,
yeah. I said
God! I tell you, fair play to you, Paul. You gave that a right good go.
Nobody could
fault you on that.
There, that was unbelievable.
Is that deserving of an ugly mug, Magic Mike?
Yes, it is.
Ugly mug on its way to you, Paul, because that was the most valiant effort we've ever seen in the breakfast table quiz.
Absolutely. And Derek Maloney may be walking away with a €500 gift card for Kildare Village, but he ain't got no ugly mug. Do you know what I mean?
We'll do a swap.
We'll give you his number, so.
Paul, I don't think you fully understand the significance of getting an ugly mug.
No.
Listen, happy Friday to you, buddy. Take care. Have a good one.
Thanks, lad.
Cheers.
See you, Paul. Good luck.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.